WMFO in Medford. Good morning, Boston. Of course, the rest of the world as well, because you can listen to this online, which means you can listen to it anywhere. My name is TK, and welcome to music you might otherwise miss. The first hour, it is the new release show. We focus in on new material that was just released or has not been released yet. Second and third hour will be an eclectic blend of neo-folk, indie, alternative, and some classics thrown in, but most of it probably haven't heard of before, which is why this is music you might otherwise miss. Now, on with the show. I have a great program lined up for you with an hour of music that contains new material from Paul Weller, Swimming Tapes, and the Shout Out Louds. Today's reissue song is from John Mayer from a re-release of his debut classic Room for Squares album. Also in this morning's entertainment, we have a new single from No Vacation, and I decided to make them today's lineage. That'll hit around the 10:30 mark, so please join us for that, plus all the other new and interesting music we play for you here at WMFO, which is precisely why you tune to Freeform Radio. Let's get this show started with a tune from Star Tropics. Star Tropics are newly signed indie pop mixed gender quartet out of Chicago, Illinois. You know, I just don't get enough material from Chicago anymore. Keep looking for that. Anyway, these foursome have been together for a couple years, and they've done some nice boy-girl dream pop. They've up-tempoed things a little bit with the new release, which is on Shelf Life Records. The new album is titled Lost Word. Is that right? Lost World. I mistyped. And it was set for release on July 7th. It's 90% new music, sans one track, Summer Rain, which has been recycled, and that tune was first debuted on my show back in February of 2015. The tune I have for you now is the pre-release single. It's called Another Sunny Day. New music from Star Tropics here on Music You Might Otherwise Miss.
Doesn't matter anyway.
Freeform Radio, Tufts University, 91.5 WMFO. TK hanging here with you. It's music you might otherwise miss. Closing off that two-song set of the opening hour with an interesting song and sound from a band called Palm. Palm is Hugo, Kasra, Gary, and Eve, four musicians from Philadelphia making some fascinating art pop. I found them over the weekend through SoundCloud on a record label I follow. It's Car Park Records. They're out of Washington, D.C. The tune I first ran into was Walkie Talkie. It was very intrigued. However, I thought it was a tad too avant-garde, so I felt compelled to dig through all the songs of the new EP called Shadow Expert, which has a street date of June 16th. I ended up picking the title cut. And by the way, if you're digging Palm Sound, they'll be playing at Great Scott in Austin on July 28th. Change musical direction with something new from Midnight Vesta. Here's another Canadian group that reached out to me directly, which still cracks me up. They sent me a link to their private SoundCloud page to review their new upcoming album, Seconds, which has no release date as of yet. This unsigned four-piece plays some really nicely crafted music in the classic singer-songwriter style. My one criticism is that I'd like to hear a couple stabs at something outside their comfort zone, which I think they'll get there. Just a little time, I think. The song I have to share is the album's pre-release single, Moving Day. I think the boys chose well. New music from Midnight Vesta here on Music You Might Otherwise Miss.
Those words were reserved for me. Now you speak them freely. It makes me question things. Sticks and stones couldn't break me, like the sound your mouth uttering sweet nothings to a familiar foe. Was trust, it's been breached, and it fills my gut. Once full of monarchs, the butterflies of youth. This is a moving day, this is tomorrow, this is it. This is what you wanted. This is what you get. I'm an old soul with a twisted mind and a jealous heart and a hateful eye, but I'm working. I'm working on my fault.
changing, survive. You know the game's yours to lose, but truth awake cannot confuse. I rule for you, love. To see you in the blue someday afternoon, soon. Everyone's carrying something. Maybe you're carrying me, I'm carrying you. But always while your wheel's wise, no wellness and the smooth lies.
That was the latest material from Michael Now, N-A-U, by the way, from Freeform Radio, Tufts University, 91.5 WMFO. My name is TK, and you're tuned into music you might otherwise miss. Michael Now is a crafty, modern singer-songwriter from Cumberland, Maryland, starting off on a solo career. Michael was the frontman for the band's Paige France and Cotton Jones. His upcoming solo debut album, Some Twist, has a street date of June 16th, and I'm liking the light, airy feel to that pre-release single called I Root.
They just told us right away that we're going to house you, we're going to feed you, and every single one of his medical bills is just all taken care of.
They've saved my family from financial ruin. It allowed me and my wife both to focus on the most important thing, which was the health and well-being of our son.
We have phenomenal research, outstanding clinical care, and the generosity of public, which allow us to treat patients regardless of what it takes. And that's what makes St. Jude so magical.
At St. Jude Children's Research Hospital, families never receive a bill for treatment, travel, housing, or food, because the only thing a family should worry about is helping their child live.
Doctors send us the toughest cases to be treated at St. Jude, and our patients come from all over the world.
When we come here, they told me, don't worry, everything's been taken care of.
We could never repay St. Jude for what they've given us.
Because of you.
Gracias a ti.
Because of you.
There is St. Jude.
Next up, it's a new one from Rat Boys. Rat Boys are a fuzz rock indie pop mixed gender five-piece out of Chicago. There's two today. From Julia Steiner, they released their debut album in the summer of 2015. I first featured them in May of 2016 with their standalone single, Not Again. Well, for 2017, Rat Boys are releasing their sophomore effort, GN, on June 30th. In the meantime, they released two singles, Control, and then this one, Elvis in the Freezer. New music from Rat Boys here on Music You Might Otherwise Miss.
Thank you.
stay right by the radio. We have today's Lineage with No Vacation right after the latest here from Paul Weller. Music from Paul Weller here on Freeform Radio, Tufts University 91.5 WMFO. It's music you might otherwise miss. My name is TK. Paul Weller, he's back with another solo effort. This guy is amazingly prolific. He's released 13 solo albums since 1992. He started out in, well, with the band called The Jam in 1977. When he was just 19 years old and recorded 6 albums under that moniker. He also did a wonderful stint as the Style Council in 1983 to 1988. I like Paul Weller because he's always trying to experiment with different styles and sounds. On his new album, A Kind Revolution, he mixes rock, jazz, and soul, and I think I felt kind of all that on that single called Woo, See Mama. Well, it's time for our first feature. It's The Lineage, the part of the show when I'm going to play a new tune from an artist, and I'm going to follow it up with a selection from their past. It's always a little fun. It helps to add some perspective to an artist's career, and today's pick is No Vacation. No Vacation is a band project started by Sabrina Mai and Basil Sela, playing together in their dorm rooms before they evolved into a full band, which at that time included two additional players. They refer to their music as bedroom pop, which I think is very clever. That was back in 2015 when I first found them, when they were still unsigned. A great deal has changed. Basil is no longer with the band. However, they added some new players and they continued to work on their craft. The band got signed to Top Shelf Records and they released a single, Mind Fields, in February of this year. And on May 12th, they released this new single called Yam Yam. There's a new full-length album set for release in June, but I don't have the name of it yet. So, this is No Vacation. They are today's lineage here on Music You Might Otherwise Miss.
Thank you.
Freeform Radio, Tufts University, 91.5 WMFO. TK here finishing up with today's lineage. That was No Vacation with Beach Bummer, which was released in 2015 on their debut EP called AMOXO. Keeping the tunes going. Oh, here, I want to remind you, if you want to check out today's new release show playlist, I posted it already at my website, which is tksmusic.com. That's tksmusic.com. The playlist is posted there. Also, there are some links for some free downloads. Had a couple over the last couple weeks. They're up there as well. Some videos housed there. And also an email function. You want to send me a note, a request, or a suggestion. It's all there for you online. Check it out at tksmusic.com. Keeping the music going here with a visit to today's reissue release from the week. It's from John Mayer. The album that has been released is Roomful of Squares, which originally came out in 2001. John is originally from Bridgeport, Connecticut, and briefly attended Berklee College of Music here in the Boston area. He gave up on Berklee and moved to Atlanta, Georgia in 1997 with Clay Cook, and started a brief stint there with a band called Lo-Fi Masters. His fortune changed when he played at the 2001 South by Southwest Music Festival, and he got signed by Aware Records and then Columbia Records, which released his full-length debut album, Room for Squares. And, well, he's never looked back. The album had hits on it like Your Body is a Wonderland, Why Georgia, and this one, No Such Thing. So this is John Mayer with our reissue song of the week here on Music You Might Otherwise Miss.
Out in black and white. Well, I never lived.
Freeform Radio, Tufts University, 91.5 WMFO, TK spinning the lace for you here at Music You Might Otherwise Miss. Closing off that two-song set with new music from Swimming Tapes. I absolutely love this band. I first found them in March of 2016 with their debut single, Souvenirs. They just kept releasing Dynamite singles for the remainder of 2016. I even made them a band to watch that year. In 2017, found them with a record deal with Hand in Hive Records, which then put all their singles from 2016 onto an EP called Souvenirs, which is already on my preliminary top 10 list of 2017. Well, this London-based dreamy guitar pop band has just released another single. It's called Queen's Parade, and I'm sure there's going to be more coming along this year. Keeping the tunes going here today with a track from Terror Watts. Terror Watts is a garage punk slash garage rock slash punk rather trio from Birmingham, England. They signed a deal with Pink Slime Records, which should help them release an EP later on this year. In the meantime, Terror Watts has just dropped this single, Time Bomb, on May 5th. Check it out. New music from Terror Watts here on Music You Might Otherwise Miss. Wow, that just cut out there. That was me. Oh, sorry. Freeform Radio, Tufts University, 91.5 WMFO. It's music you might otherwise miss. Oh. Wow, that was weird. That all just went away. Sorry about that. Anyway, that was, where was I? Oh, yes, that's right. That was a song from the Shout Out Louds. If you're not familiar with the group, they're a five-piece mixed gender collection that formed in Stockholm, Sweden. They are yet another fine example of Scandinavian indie pop. It is amazing to me the country the size of Sweden produces such really good artists, for example, like the Cardigans, the Concretes, Peter Bjorn and John, to name a few off the top of my head. Anyway, these guys haven't released any new material since 2013. The four-year hiatus has changed the band a little, making their sound just a tad more of a harder edge. That tune I had for airplay there is called Oh Oh, and it's been released as a standalone single. Next on the playlist is a tune from Vera. And Vera is a producer from Copenhagen, Denmark. He's decided to step out of the booth at the recording studio to release a really exciting and smooth synth-based electronica gem called In and Out of Love. Vera is quite closed mouth about who the singer is on this new track. He describes her as an anonymous friend. After listening to this track, all I can imagine it would be in a really cool car commercial. See what you think. This is new music from Vera here on Music You Might Otherwise Miss.
Feel it.
New music from Katie von Schlechter here on Freeform Radio from Tufts University 91.5 WMFO. TK hanging here with you on a Tuesday morning with another installment of music you might otherwise miss. Katie is originally from Pasadena, Maryland, now lives in Brooklyn, New York. She signed a deal with Bada Bing Records, which is a great name for a record company, back in 2015, and they're getting ready to release her sophomore effort. Let's just say sheepy hits, because I can't say the word on the air. It comes out July 28th. In the interim, they released that single called Paranoia to whet your interest. Let me slip in one more from Goodwood Adams. They are four friends from Vancouver, British Columbia. They describe their sound as a blend of ethereal melodies, insistent grooves, and electronic flourishes, unquote. They have just released... debut EP Place, four songs long, and this one is called Dreaming About. Of course, please stay tuned for hours 2 and 3 of music you might otherwise miss.